This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Building a /go/icebreaker list for every scenario. Stop freezing up. Build a personal icebreaker list that works every time. In short, a go-to-icebreaker list is not a gimmick. It is a prepared set of conversation openers, organized by scenario. They build in advance so you never have to think on your feet under social pressure. Preparation beats improvisation every time in high stakes or unfamiliar social settings. A well-organized list covers multiple scenarios, group meetings, one-to-one conversations, virtual calls, and networking events. The goal is natural connection, not performance. The right question opens the room. The wrong one closes it. Definition: icebreaker list building is the deliberate practice of preparing a personal bank of conversation starters, organized by scenario, relationship type, and risk level, so you can open any professional or social interaction with confidence and genuine connection rather than guesswork. I once watched a senior manager walk into a new team's first meeting, sit down, and say nothing for 40 seconds while everyone stared at their laptops. He had no icebreaker ready. The silence set a tone that took weeks to repair. That moment cost him more credibility than any bad decision he made that year. The truth is, most people treat icebreaker list building as something you do in the moment, something you wing. And that is exactly why so many conversations start badly and recover slowly. Why picking icebreakers on the spot keeps failing you. The problem is not that you lack social skills. The problem is that your brain, under mild social pressure, narrows its focus. You forget the perfectly good questions, you know. You reach for the safest option. So how was your weekend? Lands flat for the 15th time. The room does not warm up. You feel it. And so does everyone else. This is not a character flaw. It is a predictable cognitive pattern. When you're managing your entrance into a room, reading people's body language and tracking their gender, creative thinking takes a backseat. You cannot spontaneously craft the right question for this group, this moment, and this relationship from scratch. Nobody can, not reliably. The only way to beat this pattern is to do the thinking before you walk in the door. That is what a go-to icebreaker list does. What you need to decide before you start building. Before you write a single question, you need to be clear on three things. Skip these, and your list will be full of questions that feel right in theory and fall flat in practice. First, know your settings. A networking event, a team stand-up, a client onboarding call, and a virtual all hands are four different rooms with four different temperatures. A question that works brilliantly among people who know each other can feel intrusive with strangers. Second, know your relationship stage. With people you have never met, you need low risk, observable questions. With an existing team, you can go a little deeper. Calibrating to the relationship is not about being cautious. It is about being respectful. Third, decide your comfort level. Some icebreakers require you to be slightly vulnerable or funny. If that is not where you are yet, do not put those questions on your list. Build from what you can deliver with ease and confidence. You can add bolder questions as you practice. How to build your go-to icebreaker list. This is a one-time build that you refine over time. Set aside 4 to 5 minutes and work through these 6 steps. Number 1. Identify your 4 recurring scenarios. Think about where you most often need to start conversations. For most professionals, this is team meetings, networking events, one-to-one catch-ups, and virtual calls. Write those 4 scenarios down as the headers of your list. If you have a 5th, such as client presentations or conference panels, add it. Work from your real life, not an abstract ideal. Number 2. Generate 8 to 10 raw questions per scenario. Do not filter yet. Write every question that comes to mind for each setting. Reach for variety questions about work context, about recent experiences, about preferences, about curiosity. For a team meeting, you might write, what is one thing outside work you have been curious about lately? Or if you could swap roles with anyone in the company for a week, who would it be? For a networking event, what brought you to this particular event? Or what are you working on right now that you're genuinely excited about? Write them all down. You can cut later. Number 3. Sort each question by risk level. Label each question low, medium, or high. Low means anyone can answer it easily, and it reveals little personal information. High means it invites something personal or requires a degree of trust. You want your list to be mostly low and medium questions, with two or three high ones for groups or relationships where that depth is appropriate. A question like, what is one thing nobody in this room knows about you, is high. Save it for the right moment. Number 4. Cut to 5 strong questions per scenario. From your role list, keep the 5 that are most interesting, most you, and most likely to invite genuine responses. Cut anything that sounds like you read it in a listicle. Cut anything you would not say with a straight face. Cut anything that requires a specific cultural context that not everyone in the room will share. What remains should feel like you. Number 5. Write one backup for each. For every question on your final list, write one alternative you can use if the first one misses. Sometimes a question lands badly not because it is wrong, but because someone else asked something similar 30 seconds before. Having a backup means you do not freeze. It takes 10 minutes, and it is worth every second. Number 6. Practice saying them out loud. This is the step most people skip, and it is the step that makes the difference. A question that looks natural on paper can feel forced when you say it. Read each one aloud. Better yet, use it in a low-stakes conversation this week. Notice what happens. Adjust the phrasing if it sounds stiff. Your list is a living document, not a finished product. Adapting your list for virtual settings. Remote calls have changed what icebreakers need to do. In a physical room, the environment does the early work people comment on the space, the coffee, the commute. On a video call, none of that exists. You have a screen, a mute button, and silence. That silence arrives faster and feels heavier. For virtual meetings, build a specific section on your list using these adjustments. First, send your icebreaker question in the chat before the meeting starts. This gives quieter participants time to think and removes the pressure of being put on the spot. Second, invite 2 or 3 people by name to answer first. This models the behavior and gives the group permission to engage. Third, keep your own answer shorter than you think it needs to be. Questions that work well in virtual settings tend to be concrete and light. What is one thing in your workspace that has a story behind it? Works because people can hold it up or point to it. What was the last thing that genuinely made you laugh? Works because it is easy to answer and impossible to get wrong. If you are running larger virtual gatherings, you might explore how to host engaging virtual meetings for additional structure on managing group energy online. For ongoing remote teams, connection requires more than a good opening question. The icebreaker is a starting point, not the whole strategy. You can read more about sustaining that bond and how to maintain connection in remote work environments. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong when building this list. I have made most of these mistakes myself over the years, and I have watched others make them too. The mistake: building the list once and never revisiting it. Why it happens: it feels like a finished task once you have written it down. What to do instead? Review your list every 3 months. Cross off questions that have stopped landing and replace them with ones you have discovered in real conversations. The mistake: using questions that are too clever or too original. Why it happens: you want to stand out, so you reach for something unusual. What to do instead? The goal is connection, not performance. A simple, warm question that invites an easy answer beats a surprising question that leaves people unsure how to respond. The mistake: using the same icebreaker with the same group repeatedly. Why it happens: you find one that works and you stop looking. What to do instead? Rotate questions across your 5-per scenario. Keep notes on what you have used with which group. A question loses its power the second time around. The mistake: skipping the icebreaker because the meeting feels too formal or too serious. Why it happens: you worry it will seem out of place. What to do instead? Even a 30-second human moment before a difficult meeting changes the room. The effective icebreakers for team meetings resource covers how to calibrate this for different meeting types. Tense rooms need warmth more than easy rooms do. You can also read about how humor can ease workplace tension when the moment allows for a lighter touch. You icebreaker list readiness checklist. Use this before any meeting, event, or call where you will need to open a conversation. I have identified the setting type: group meeting, one-to-one, networking, or virtual call. I know the relationship to stage strangers, acquaintances, or established team. I have selected one primary icebreaker question from my prepared list for this setting. I have a backup question ready in case the first one does not land. I have practiced saying my chosen question out loud at least once. My question is low to medium risk for the relationship stage. I know who I will direct the question to first if it is a group setting. I have decided whether I will answer the question myself before inviting others or after. If it is a virtual call, I have typed my question into the chat before the meeting starts. I have noted which questions I used last time with this group so I do not repeat myself. If you can check all 10, you are ready. If you are missing more than 3, spend 5 more minutes with your list before you walk in. This works alongside wider meeting preparation. If you want a fuller picture, how to run productive meetings, the don't waste time covers the before and after of effective meeting structure. The harder conversation behind the list. Here is the truth of it. Building a list feels mechanical, and that makes some people resist it. They want icebreakers to feel spontaneous, natural, like it just came to them in the moment. But that spontaneity, when it works, is almost always the product of quiet preparation done earlier. The people who seem effortlessly good at opening a room are not improvising. They are drawing on a bank of questions they have tested, adjusted, and made their own over years. A go-to icebreaker list is not a crutch. It is the work you do in advance so that in the moment, you can be fully present with the people in front of you. The list handles the cognitive load. You handle the connection. When you manage dominant voices that can derail even a well-started conversation, having the right opening already done means you've energy left for what comes next. It is worth reading how to deal with dominant voices in a discussion alongside this, because a warm open does not guarantee a smooth middle. For best practices for virtual meeting communication, the principle holds even more firmly. Virtual rooms are harder to warm up, and a prepared opener is not optional. It is essential. Icebreaker list building is a practice that rewards consistency. Build it, test it, refine it. The list you have in 6 months will be sharper than the one you write today, and both will serve you better than no list at all. Frequently asked questions. What is icebreaker list building? Icebreaker list building is the practice of preparing a personal bank of conversation starters before you need them. Organized by setting and relationship type, a well-built list means you walk into any room, meeting, or call with a question ready, rather than searching for words under pressure. How many icebreakers should be on my go-to list? Aim for 15 to 20 icebreakers across at least 3 categories: professional settings, casual networking, and virtual meetings. That range gives you enough variety to match the tone of any room without forcing the same question twice on people you meet regularly. What makes a good icebreaker question for a team meeting? A good icebreaker for a team meeting is low stakes, easy to answer quickly, and relevant to the group. It should invite everyone to contribute without putting anyone on the spot. Questions tied loosely to work context tend to land better than purely personal ones in professional settings. How do I use icebreakers in virtual meetings without feeling awkward? Send the icebreaker question in the chat before the meeting starts so people have time to think. Then invite 2 or 3 people by name to share first, which gives others a model to follow. Keep your own answer short so you do not dominate the opening. How do I know which icebreaker to choose for a specific situation? Match the icebreaker to the relationship and the stakes. For strangers, use observable, low-risk questions. For existing teams, you can go slightly deeper. For high-stakes or tense settings, use lighter, curiosity-based questions rather than personal ones that might feel intrusive. Can icebreakers work in one-on-one conversations, not just groups? Icebreakers work just as well one-on-one, and often better, because the other person has nowhere to hide behind group noise. A single, well-chosen opening question in a one-to-one conversation can shift the entire tone of what follows within the first 60 seconds. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book 8 Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.